For the first time, an insurance company has purchased a dental practice in Wisconsin. It's Monday, July 28th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some residents are backing a petition to require decontamination of wake boats moving between lakes. And Green Bay Packers fans say farewell to the team's longtime president. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
Dentists across the country are raising questions after one of Wisconsin's largest dental insurance companies purchased a Madison-based dental practice. Corrine Hess has the details.
Delta Dental of Wisconsin acquired Cherry Tree Dental about 3 weeks ago. The group has more than 30 locations, mainly in central Wisconsin. Dr. Mark Paget heads the Wisconsin Dental Association. He says the acquisition causes a conflict of interest.
We want to make sure there's enough safeguards, firewalls, and transparency put in place to make sure that the patients aren't harmed by this, or the treatment isn't determined by the payer saying, you know, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this.
Delta Dental says the groups will be kept separate, and they say patients' health will be put first. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 100 residents in Wisconsin are backing a petition to require decontamination of wake boats moving between lakes. It aims to prevent the spread of invasive species through the boat's ballast water. The petition was filed last month with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. It would require wake boats to flush ballast systems with hot water to kill invasive organisms. Wake boat owner Steve Radke is a member of the Wisconsin Water Sports Coalition. He says state law already requires boat owners to drain their ballast tanks to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species, or AIS.
There's good guidelines to minimize and reduce the risk and or even eliminate the risk of moving AIS. I would expect wake boat owners that do trailer their boats and traverse lakes to adhere to all those.
The DNR is reviewing the petition. The agency rejected a similar one that was filed last year, saying that education and outreach should come first. In an effort to divert food waste from the landfill, Door County residents have created a grassroots network of composting sites. Anna Marie Yanni reports people don't have to drive more than a few miles to drop off their food scraps.
There are 15 sites across the peninsula. Jeff Lutze helps run the composting network. He's the executive director of Climate Change Coalition of Door County. He says building a composting system in Door County comes with unique challenges.
We're long and spread out, and we're far away from any landfill. So, like, we kind of need a different system than anybody else has.
A few years ago, residents like Lutze started volunteering their farms and backyards as composting sites where people could drop off buckets of food waste.
We put a little note on the bottom saying, just so you know, it's just me and my land. So, like, come talk to me if you have a question on what to put in there.
Next, organizers are hoping to get more restaurants and festivals to compost their food waste. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Green Bay Packers organization and its fans bid farewell to longtime president and CEO Mark Murphy last week. He attended his final shareholder meeting as the team's top executive on Friday. Murphy is retiring at the age of 70. He received a standing ovation from the thousands of fans in attendance when he walked out on a Lambeau Field for the meeting. One of those fans was Tom Sorwidy. He made the drive from Minnesota. He says he received a personal birthday card from Murphy for his 70th birthday after his daughter reached out to the team on a whim.
That was the best birthday present I've ever had, I think. It was something really that I'm really proud to have in my possession.
Murphy led the organization when it won Super Bowl 45, built the Titletown District near the stadium, and hosted the NFL draft earlier this year. He'll be succeeded as president and CEO by Ed Policy, who's been with the organization for more than a decade. Coming up, a country music singer from Wisconsin talks about growing up in the state and his first album. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, Dan Lapine is a country singer from Wisconsin, and you can tell he's from Wisconsin because he has an entire song about his love of Quick Trip.
I'll take the six-pack of Dunkers, Angus cheeseburgers, sweet curl of a coffee buns, hash brown potatoes, roller tornadoes, hit me with that nature's touch, long johns of Reese's, breadsticks, the teasers, one stop. Quick Trip.
On WPR's Wisconsin Today, Lapine spoke with host Kate Archer Kent about growing up in the state, how he got started in country music, and his debut album called The Honky Tonk Traditional.
It seems like Quick Trip got dumped for the Honky Tonk Jukebox. What is drawing you to this love of traditional honky tonk music?
First of all, I don't want to say Quick Trip got dumped because I still rock with them a lot. I'm still there all the time. But yeah, honky tonk, traditional country, you know, it's I guess that's a good way to describe the sound that I've found with my music and the sound that I have fallen in love with, I guess, the past, you know, 7 years since I decided to start doing this and make this my career and my life. And just a big lover of classic sounding country, whether it is from 1970 or whether it's from 2025, you know, so it all kind of comes back around in cycles. So there's traditional country from all kinds of different eras. And I just love all the traditional stuff.
It seems like God Bless Quick Trip really had a very specific storytelling element to it. And I found myself thinking of meandering through the aisles with the lyrics. And it was a little more tongue-in-cheek. And I felt a little more, in this new album, it feels a little bit slower, sadder, more reflective. Can you talk about just some of the themes that you're bringing up?
Yeah. A fun thing about country music is you kind of go back and forth. You got the slow songs, you got the sad ones, you got the fun, you know, more party songs. And the older I get, I feel like the more I lean into the, I guess they call it harder country, you know, and a lot of that is the sadder songs. So those are just, they're fun. They really hit.
You were born in Sauk City. When did you first start listening to country?
I didn't listen to it a whole lot growing up. You know, it's more like I lived it, but I was more a metalhead, believe it or not. I would say it wasn't until I was 22, 23. And I took a trip to Nashville with my parents and saw these kids playing, you know, mostly cover songs, but making an okay living doing it. And I was like, man, I could start doing that and I could write music as I go and just continue to develop the craft. And that's just what I did. You know, I started playing in bars, you know, one night a week, two nights a week, three nights a week, and did that for several years. And yeah, it's been about 7 years now. So,
well, let's hear a track. We're going to listen to Neon Dream, and this is off your debut album, The Honky Tonk Traditional. Let's listen.
Goodbye, heartache. Hello, Neon Dream. So long, lonely. Welcome, Honky Tonk Queen. Where have you been all of my life? Don't wake me till the morning light. Hello, Neon Dream.
What inspired Neon Dream?
That one is just about a guy who's going out and and drinking a few beers and seeing where the night takes him, which was, you know, something I've always enjoyed. But, you know, but it's more of a storytelling of my younger years, I suppose.
A thread that keeps coming up in some of your songs is how you're, you know, tired of seeing sunsets alone and, you know, cowboys coming home. And it kept me thinking about how maybe you too really looked forward to coming home or staying in one place for just a moment. Is that something you wrestle with?
Yeah, definitely, because there's a part of me that wants to be out there and not miss out on anything and wants to make sure I make the most of my musical life. But then there's a part of me that just wants to feel content and enjoy the time with my family.
Let's hear another song off Honky Tonk Traditional, and this one is called Country Proud.
The bass is really booming. They got a brand new version. They're calling it country somehow. But I like my country, country proud. A little steel guitar, a gal song on a fiddle, and a good old three chord song.
So this song is about your love of traditional country music, but it seems like there are also a bit of other feelings coming up. Can you talk about it?
I thought it was the best way to start off the first song on my debut album is just a one that waves the flag for that kind of country music that I love. But nowadays, there's a lot of different kinds of country music, I guess. And, you know, that's a good thing in a way. But sometimes when you're out and about and you're like, man, this bar feels like a great country music place, but I'm hearing, you know, it doesn't feel like real country music what I'm hearing. So I guess the guy in the bar, he had some frustration. So that's definitely something I've had that I've related to at times. So I thought, you know, throw a little bit of that in there because I know there's people that feel just like me about that.
That was WPR's Kate Archer Kent, the host of Wisconsin Today, speaking with country music singer Dan Lapine. And finally, let's get a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. A heat advisory is in effect for southern Wisconsin until 8 o'clock tonight. Heat index values could top 100 degrees in that part of the state today. Otherwise, actual air temperatures in the 80s and 90s across the state today. Clouds early, but we're expecting some sunshine later on. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were John Davis, Courtney Everett, and Sean Johnson. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.